The dome light casts a gentle glow, and I'm able to see more of him. He's maybe in his 40s. Up close, his stature intimidates me more than when he was just a giant shadow leaning into the car. He looks hesitant, maybe because I'm younger than him. If he's in his 40s, I'm half his age. Maybe he doesn't like the idea of getting in the car with someone so young.
You sure about this?
He asks. I focus on the way his full lips hide a hint of a smirk. I swallow hard and nod. I'm not sure about anything. This isn't like me. He sits down, saturating the passenger seat. I feel immediate regret. It's a new car, and I didn't think this through.
Sorry,
he whispers, when he realizes I'm staring at the now soaked seat. It's fine, I say as calmly as I can. He smells like a storm, a wet, polluted smell that fills the small space. He flashes his blue eyes up at me as he buckles his seatbelt and waits for my move. My jaw clenches with tension over what I've done. It just feels wrong. And his good looks only make it worse. Why would someone who looks like him be walking along the highway in the middle of a storm? Where the hell did he come from?
Are we going?
He asks, ripping me out of my panic. I look around and struggle with the simple motions of putting the car in drive. I can't even take my foot off the brake. I really can't see, I say. Can we wait? His eyes dart as he looks behind us.
I can drive,
he says, and unbuckles his seatbelt. I shake my head. Handing control of the car to a stranger is the definition of a bad idea. I've already compromised my safety by letting him inside the car, so I'm not about to hand over the damn keys. He blows a breath and wipes a hand through the wet hair clinging to his forehead.
God, I did not want to have to do this.
My heart races as soon as the words leave his lips. The hairs stand up on my neck. My peripheral vision fades to a white blur as my body panics before my brain knows what the hell is happening. He brushes a hand through his hair, exposing a tattoo of a skull with a bullet hole right beneath his hairline. Alarm bells explode inside my head. The man leans over and yanks something from the back of his pants.
Either you drive or I'll drive,
he says calmly. Even though I've never really seen one this close, there's no mistaking the ominous weapon in his hand. But he doesn't aim it at me until I go for the door handle.
Don't do something stupid, pretty girl.
His voice is soft, almost sensual. He isn't panicking, but his calm demeanor is making me panic. I remove my hand from the handle and put it on my lap.
Now drive.